What was the beginning? You said, okay, I'm going to repeat this, and because repetition works. Repetition of the sunlight will make the gold. This is what they think. And when the lightning will be repeated, the fire will come out, and all that, right? Let's go about these Rasul, the messengers. These messengers, first of all, if everybody wants it, and somebody is not, they don't like it, they stop the work. Because they need to work with we, not us. They need the we because that collective sense of existence and thought is what we are talking about. Do you know why? Because when you think about the breath, you think about your soul, right? And her soul. Is there two souls? God has two different breaths or just one? Do you remember the subject? I always remind you, go to the end of the book, the last verse. Yes. Because the hearts are interconnected. When we say your heart is the house of God, we mean heart is the house of God in everyone. Doesn't matter this one or that one, because it's in our heart. It's in that meaning, in that culture. That's where the breath is. Therefore, we said, you know what? These messengers who are talking the perfect language, yes, they expect the best perfect listener. Because if you don't have the ear, what's the use of talking? Yes, they are proud. And they have some rituals you should perform. And he was talking about this. Do you remember?
No.
Who remembers? Book one. First story. When he finished the first paragraph, the king went to the mosque. When he finished the second paragraph, he started that, oh, we hope that God will help us to understand the rituals. There are rituals here. And if you don't do the rituals, here again that ritual is out. And he will say, you have to do all the rituals that they suggest, because if not, there is no benefit for you. Do you remember that? I hope you will remember it always, that what we are talking here is not to learn, is not the knowledge, is an experience. You have to live this, not to know this, because if you know it and you don't do it, what's the use? This is for deed. So, he will say, okay, they have something that they want to bring it to you. How could they bring it to you if you're not kneeling down? Because if you're standing up and you're a self-centered, egoistic fellow, what's the use of all this to you? Even if all the prophets will try, there will be nothing. And the rituals they have, you don't like it. Why? Because they're coming from someone else. They are not the poor people, the beggars, that you will pay them and everything is okay. But you know what? When the situation is not the best, they have the problem, but not you. You take it. Whatever they give it to you, you should take it. Why? Because we beg these prophets
not to look at the silly ones, to look at the ready ones. That's what we are praying for them to happen. Then we say, blessed is the Turkoman. What was that Turkoman doing who will be blessed? Who is not fighting and his horse will jump in the fire. What was that about? So let's go back. Let's start from 36:05. Until you perform the observations due to them. Change that observation to ritual, because that's what the real word means.
Until you perform the rituals due to them, how will you gain profit from their message?
Yeah, because the message is the ritual that you should do for yourself, not for them. But without those rituals, how could they profit you? Yes.
How will they deliver that deposit to you till you are bowed double before them? How is every observance acceptable to them? For they have come from the sublime place, palace. They are not beggars, that they should be grateful to you, O impostor, for every service. But, O inmost consciousness, notwithstanding lack of desire, scatter the Sultan's charity. Do not withhold it. O heavenly messenger, do not regard the disgusted ones, and let your horse bound onward. Blessed is the Turkoman who lays contention aside and whose horse gallops into the moat of fire.
Okay, these three verses, look at them. There are three verses which each of them is pointing someone else. The first one said, okay, these fellows, they cannot really give you a lot because you should be qualified, but first, whatever they give you, get it. Okay, they don't give you the full, they give it half, get it, that's the best you could. Then he points to the prophets, messengers, that, oh, you messengers, don't look at the silly one, please look at the good one. Then he jumps somewhere else. You see, oh, you know what's the best? The best is a Turkoman who will jump in the fire without fighting it. Yes?
Makes his horse so hot that it seeks to mount to the zenith of the sky. He has shut his eyes to other and to jealousy, like fire has consumed dry and wet.
Okay, we have a little bit problem there with that word jealousy. He explained it. I hope you remember in book 2, he talked about it. And he said, you know what? What they call jealousy. It's not jealousy, first of all. It's something else in Arabic means ghairat. And ghairat means a lot of stuff. And one of it is that if you talk about my family, then I'll kill you. Because these are my protected part and I'm sensitive to them. That's ghairat. And everybody feels that that's what ghairat is. Rumi say, no. Remember, ghairat comes from ghair, and ghair means other. Okay? First, you should understand this. And what is ghair? Said only one ghair is, one other is. Everything is the same, nothing else. There is only haq. Nothing is like haq. Haq is unique and is different of all. Therefore, our ghairat means our feeling of protection. This is mine, I love it, therefore I protect it. Goes to haq, not my belongings and my wife and my mommy and my sister and stuff like that. Here he will repeat that word specially to say what? means you should close your eyes from the other and the ghayrat, which is coming from the otherness stuff. Plug all those, and you know what? Be like a fire. Burn the wet and dry the same. Fire doesn't give about a little water in the wet stuff. So, burn whatever is here. Burn even the best part of your thinking if you want to become a believer. A believer? Who is a believer? That's a good question. A simple one. Boy, listen to them. Say your nonsense. Yeah, what is it? Translate the word. Say something.
I don't know what to say. Someone who walks on the path.
What do you mean walks on the path? What is the question? You forget the question, I understand. Yeah. What did I ask?
Who is a believer?
Mm-hmm. Who is a believer? For you, because you are egocentric, believer is somebody who has a belief and has something here which is very good. No. Believer is someone who believes something outside. I am a believer when I believe in Rumi, not when I believe in me. Because the monkey is a self-believer. There is no self-believer. Belief should be an idea outside of me, in we. When I get that part, I become a believer. Here, he will say, you know what? I'm talking about someone who has closed his eyes from the other and the otherness and all of that, and has ended all the personal thinking. With the water or dry one, good one or bad one, let go of this. Go deep down in your heart. And, yes?
If repentance find fault with him, he first sets fire to repentance. Verily, repentance does not spring forth from non-existence. When it sees the ardor of him whose presence brings fortune.
That was the goal. That, you know what? If somebody will come and will nag to a believer, what the believer does? First, forget about something that is reaction of this animal. When I fall in love, should I one moment stop and regret it? And stop the loving because somebody is talking negative about it? This will not happen. This belief that we are talking about, we say, there is this good stuff, and some people, they have it. And you have to qualify yourself to get it. Okay, they give too much, so you receive a little bit. But you will be better to forget about all of this and be a real receiver. Do the ritual so the benefit will come to you. That's it. Yes, next.
How every animal knows the smell of its enemy and takes precaution. The folly and perdition of him that is the enemy of that one, against whom precaution is impossible.
Means what? Means I was talking about your life, remember? And I said, you don't think about life.